Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6 o'clock on October 18th, 2021, and this is the Town of Curry Beach regular town council meeting. John, Commissioner Ellen, may we please have the invocation?
Certainly. Please join me in prayer. Father, thank you for every seat that has been filled here today, for each mind and heart that feels the presence of this room. We thank you. Only you truly know what we are setting out to accomplish today. We have an idea, a vision, hints, and daily instructions. We have talents and abilities and time to work. However, only you can see in perfect detail the end of every beginning, every project, every season, every life. Nothing is ever in vain. For even some of our mistakes and missteps are used for good. Your righteousness transcends all our efforts and understanding. Forgive us for our pride, the pride that puffs us up, and the pride that threatens to unqualify us. Strengthen our confidence in who you have made us to be. Set us free from comparison in order to work together efficiently. Bless this meeting today. All those present, as well as the lives of those we will encounter afterward. Ready us to make every moment count. Amen.
Please join me in Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. May I have a motion to excuse Mayor Pro Tem Hagler?
Mayor, I make a motion that we excuse Commissioner Hagler from this meeting. He is out of town on business.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the Mayor Pro Tem is excused. Gentlemen, please review the approval of the consent agenda items. Are there anything that requires change in that list of approval? Consent approvals. If there are none, I'll accept the motion to accept it.
I'll make the motion we accept the consent agenda as printed.
We have a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Let's go to the adoption of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda, gentlemen? Or an motion to accept it as presented.
I do have one change, Mayor. Item 6.1, we need to remove that. The gentleman that it references is not here this evening.
Okay, 6.1, a motion to remove. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to accept it as amended?
I'll make a motion that we accept the or adopt the regular agenda as amended previously on item 6.1.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Moving on to the meat of things, public comment. How many are on the phone?
I have two people on the phone.
Just two? Okay. Is there anybody signed up for public comment? Okay, well then we're going to move on. Presentations. There are none since we took out 6.1. Committee business. Biped Advisory Committee.
Yeah, I've got the report tonight for the committee. A couple items, Mr. Mayor. National Guard ride came through last weekend, and it was a very small group. And there was a picture taken in front of the fire department. We're trying to round up that picture from the group and see if we can get that for everyone. But it was a very small group, and they didn't require any of our services or attention when they came to town. Next thing, tomorrow morning at 10:30, we have our startup meeting with the steering committee with ALTA. That's a group doing the bicycle pedestrian master plan. And that we'll have more information to come, but that does start tomorrow morning, and you're welcome to attend or Zoom in. We have the best to provide that link for people. I think it's on the website.
It's on the website.
It's on the website. The committee has signed up for Bike Walk NC. It's virtual this year, most of it. Mo is attending in person. She was going to be in that area and is attending in person. So that's coming up. The same time we have the NC Bi-Week meeting, that first weekend or end of the first week of November. We have good news on our COVID fund grant, the CRRS grant. It had one vote to go and it will be approved. The WMPO, I think, meets this week, if I'm correct, John, and they'll vote on it, but it's gone through two recommendations, so we'll get some good news on that.
Now, Alan, just quick, we asked for what on that, 450?
We asked like 425. The amount is about 358,000 that we have been that they have requested our part to be that. I think
we got
the funding at the end, I think, so we got what's left over.
Well, in general, with a grant, we usually have a 20% throw in anyway. But
yeah, but there's no match to this.
No match here? Thank goodness. All right. Thank you.
Once we get the funding finalized, then we'll look at the project and come back with a recommendation on how to handle that.
All right.
Commissioner Hall?
Yes, sir.
The MPO is next, a week from this.
A week from this.
It's
okay.
The last Wednesday of my 22nd.
Okay. Yesterday we had a successful class at Curie Beach Convention Center for helping people show how to fit children with bike helmets and that type thing. It was a program the WMPO Bike Tech Committee put on, and we had a full house of all the people they could handle, and we had a couple walk-ins for that, and they were very pleased with that turnout. So, and we'd like to advertise beginning best that we could for the committee to replace Matt, since we had him approved on his resignation. We need to advertise for another member of the Bike Tech Committee. And I think that's it. There's one other thing, Mr. Mayor. There was some concerns that were sent to us through our email about the amount of sand on the road out of Curie Beach town limits, DOT road south of town, if y'all hear anything of it or see it. And as citizens and people make some calls, and so the state's will come in and clean the bike lanes where the sand seems to congregate and gather on the road. So NCDOT said they would take care of that south of our corporate limits.
Good.
So,
okay.
That's all we have, sir.
All right. Community Center Committee. Community Center met this month. Good attendance. They're just about up to full speed. They're looking at activities for the town. They're looking at activities such as potential dances for the community center, potential movie nights for the community center, and a host of other things that are being spun about. So they're in just beginning to try to get their wheels under them, and we'll see what comes of that. Did you have anything to add on that, Nikki? Okay. Historical Preservation Commission?
Craig Galloway, Chairperson of the Historic Preservation Commission. I have a couple things. The first, we'd like to get a little bit of feedback and perhaps approval. Several of the commission members felt that it would be appropriate if the HPC were to contact owners that have historic buildings outside the historic district and recommend or suggest that they may want to get a plaque from the Federal Point Historic Preservation Group. The plaque costs $100. One of the requirements is that the building has to be over 50 years old. They do some research in terms of some of the background. We only have a couple plaques in Curie Beach right now. Mm-hmm. And so we just felt that it might be appropriate for the HPC to be the organization to reach out to some of the folks and just suggest if they wanted to, that they may want to get a plaque. Now, if they get a plaque, there's no a regulatory process to that. It doesn't restrict them from doing anything. It's simply a plaque that they may want to put on their building. But we felt that it would be appropriate to get the feedback or perhaps approval of the council before we would send out letters to folks that would be outside the current district. So that's the first thing I wanted to bring before the council.
Okay. Any comment on that?
I support it. I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea myself. There's a couple in town.
Yeah, make sure we get it on our website. And
all that. Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Go ahead.
So we'll
take
go
the
ahead and start doing that.
Yep.
Second item is that just kind of information that we had scheduled originally for our last meeting last Wednesday, a quasi-judicial training program. We had to cancel that, and we do have one vacancy, I think, on the HPC right now. So what we're going to do is reschedule that for when after we fill that. So just kind of an update for the training process, because there are a lot of issues related to that. The final one is not really looking for any approval or feedback tonight. I just kind of want to throw out something for maybe future discussion. Several people on the HPC felt that it might be appropriate to consider extending the boundaries of the historic district. If you remember now, about 2 years ago when we started the process, where we were all kind of new and didn't really know much about the historic preservation process, that the council decided that they just wanted us to work with the B1 district, which is the four block area of the B1 district. And that's what we've been working with, and that is currently the historic district right now. There are certainly many buildings outside that district, very close to the district, perhaps about one block away, maybe two blocks away, that would certainly be appropriate to have within the historic district in terms of what we're trying to achieve. And so it was suggested by a couple of different commission members that I come to the council tonight and just maybe get you thinking about whether you think it might be appropriate sometime in the near future to perhaps extend the boundaries of the HPC outside the B1 district, perhaps for one or two blocks in different directions.
Does that have an impact on the zoning ordinances?
I'm sorry.
Would that have an impact on the zoning ordinances?
It would require a text amendment. It's, you know, basically the boundaries, and Mr. Elders can certainly answer that. The boundaries are defined within the text amendment. Remember, this is an overlay district, mm-hmm. and so you're not changing any underlying zoning behind it. You're simply extending the boundaries of the overlay district. So it's not that complicated, but it is something certainly that we would have to be directed and we get the approval of the council.
The extension of K is another overlay district, though.
That is a mixed-use overlay district.
Right.
That about 7 or 8 years ago or something.
Yes.
Right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has really taken us up on the mixed use on the K Avenue right. Overlay district, but we do have an overlay district. And technically, we actually have two overlay districts on top of each other. Because the K Avenue, I believe that the historic district is also an overlay on a one block area over the K Avenue district. I'm not sure. I forget if K Avenue overlay district extends down to the pier or not. Mm-hmm. There's no problem with that. You can certainly have multiple overlay districts as long as they're overlay districts. Right. So this would not change any of the underlying zoning. It would simply change the boundaries of the historic preservation district so that if there's any changes, significant changes in architecture within that particular district, you would have to get a certificate of appropriateness from the process, or if it's minor, you have to go to John for a minor change. But we're not asking for approval or anything like that right now. Just something that you may want to think about as we kind of mm-hmm. move forward.
I guess I would like to see how far you're considering extension. I know you guys are just talking about it.
We can certainly get to that. Back with a recommendation. And I'm not sure if the vote of the commission would recommend this. You know, this is just a discussion we have. We didn't take mm-hmm. any formal vote on it. But if you'd be willing for us to come back with a recommendation, then I think we would certainly do that. It may be a recommendation not to extend the boundaries, or we may have some recommendations, but as long as we have, I think, your permission to discuss that, I think mm-hmm. that's what we're looking for.
Okay, let's see where the commission sits on this, and then we can determine if we are in agreement based on whatever the boundaries may be.
Okay, so you would like
to... I don't want to say yes, I wouldn't say no until I understand.
Would it be okay if we explore this and perhaps come up with a recommendation as a historic...
I don't see a problem with that. How do you feel, gentlemen?
I think it's a good idea.
I mean, come back with us.
Okay, go explore.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig. What's that?
I said that's what their job is.
Yes. Good. Land Use Plan Committee, Commissioner Johnson.
We have finished, I think we're on the fourth chapter now.
Chapter four, yeah.
And moving right along, we will have our next meeting in December, and we will have our public, it's not a hearing, so it's just a meeting, I guess, public meeting in February, first of February, to cover what we have brought under so far up to that point, and then how we plan on finishing it up between March and July. So everything's going well with it so far.
Okay. Moving along. Good. Marketing Committee?
I have no update, and our next meeting is next week.
Okay. Parking Committee. Well, as you all know, parking is now over for this particular season. I know that I do not have the final numbers on the parking revenue, nor do I have the final numbers on the parking cost. As soon as we have all that information, I will put out a note to the community to let them know what it cost, what it brought in, and we'll leave it sit with that for the moment. So, well over 700,000, over 700,000. And we'll net that out to the costs. And the first year costs, of course, going to be a little higher because we had to purchase machines and signs, and so the costs year over year should be coming down. In any case, I will get a note out to the community on our website. Once we have those numbers finished, the town should know, community should know. So that's it for the Parking Committee. Planning and Zoning Commission.
There's nothing for Planning and Zoning.
No report, okay. Shoreline Access. Dennis?
Nothing new to report, Mayor.
Okay. Stormwater Committee.
Nothing tonight.
Okay. Very good. Department Head Business then. Moving on to Administration.
We have nothing tonight.
No report. Building Inspections Department. Mr. Batson.
Want to update Town Council, make sure you guys knew and were aware that we did apply for a variance to CRC for the lifeguard shack extension or enlargement. We are on their agenda for November 10th.
Okay. All right. We're following the process.
Yep.
We're right where we expected to be. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir.
Finance Department.
No update from Finance.
Okay. Fire Department.
He is on the phone.
Yeah, Ed's on the phone on another item. Police Department.
Nothing, sir.
Nothing, okay. Coach Bowden, Chief Bowden. Public Works Department. Jimmy?
Good afternoon. On the way here to the meeting this afternoon, I got a phone call from Southern Asphalt, the guys we're going to get to do a lot of paving. I know it's short notice, but I told him I'd ask council. He called and asked me if they could possibly start milling on Sandman and Anchor Way starting tomorrow. And I told him that I would have to let council know and get you guys, you know, your ideas on it. I mean, honestly, I told him I didn't see no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I just wanted to confuse him. And I let him know that, you know, that we try to schedule this so we let all the residents know on that road that, mm-hmm. you know, that there would be paving and milling and stuff like that. But since it was Sandman and Anchor Way, I told him I really didn't think that there would be an issue. But I was going to bring it up to you guys and let you decide what y'all thought.
Okay, so your opinion and Jimmy as a department head would be you think it's a good time to get started on that?
Yeah, absolutely, because we're going to have several months of asphalt milling and paving coming up. And, you know,
okay.
We'll try to get this taken care of, you know, before the end of January.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's going to be several trips for them to come down
sure.
and take care of this.
Sure,
so,
it just makes sense.
It's a good starting point.
Yep. You don't want it too hot, you don't want it too cold.
Right.
Okay, any feedback for Jimmy on his question?
I agree.
Let's get it started.
You'll get the contract and everything?
Yes, yes, sir, it's done here.
Yeah, I mean, Beth, can we get something out on the, you know, like our town news or something?
Yeah. Can you send me the exact location in an email?
Yeah,
and then I'll get it out first thing.
He said it wouldn't be first thing in the morning, but they would be mobilizing and trying to start milling the edges and stuff and getting ready.
How many days will they be working?
He didn't say, but something that size, you're probably looking at least 4 days.
Okay, but not bad at all.
Well,
once he gets here, is he going to stay? He won't do all the milling at one time.
He'll do the milling on the Anchorway and Sandman, and then come back in and bail.
Okay, so he's going to do a little section.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, personally, I think they'll be cheering. They won't be upset. But if you get something to her in the morning, and we will get it out at 11 o'clock.
Can we kind of make it generic to say over the next few months we're going to be having paving?
I think we should.
We're starting here tomorrow.
He doesn't have to come back to us every single time.
Right. And you know, and I'll keep you guys updated through emails, you know, the schedule of the roads that they'll be working on. You know, this was just a spur of the moment thing when phone call, and I told him I'd live.
That's quite all right, Jimmy. Thank you. Once we make a general statement, though, then you're going to get the, well, when is mine going to start?
Well, I know.
But
the schedule has started working. So
we're beginning the work, and it's going to take a few months.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you like to, just to clarify for my sake, do you want me to just do a general statement to go out and then send it out, like, weekly, monthly?
This is starting. We're starting at this point.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, but other places will be incorporated for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
I'm good.
People are waiting for that to get started. So yes, very good. Thanks, Jimmy. That's good news, actually. Also, Jimmy, I wanted to say I saw that again, water's down. So I mean, the amount of water we pushed out to the community is down, which is, to me, good news.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry. Jimmy, can you tell us when you're going? I had another resident mention the water tower on Settlers. How bad it looked about when that painting is going to take place.
Southern Corrosion just sent in the estimate. I do believe I'm going to put it in for next year's budget.
Okay, that's fine.
So, it takes 2 to 3 years. So.
Yeah, that's what I told them that I was going to ask.
Yeah, and we normally would not paint in the winter.
No,
you want to paint up there in the wintertime. That's pretty high and tough. Okay. Recreation Department, Nikki.
No updates.
Oh. You mean nothing new? There's plenty. Right? Okay. Moving on to any comments for any of the department heads? Council?
No.
Okay. Moving on. Old business. Cree Beach opposition and issuance of wind energy leases within 24 miles of North Carolina shores. We have prepared a resolution, and I hope each of you have had a chance to read it. The only new point, I received a note from a gentleman by the name of Bill Seal. I don't recall meeting him personally, but he took a look at this and recommended we actually request more mileage, because anybody looking south towards the west, I mean anybody looking south, would see the West Energy area if they are that close to Bald Head Island or within 14 miles of our view.
Mayor, scroll down to the ordinance part.
Okay.
Okay, right there. That second, I've got something I want to bring up. Instead of your highfalutin stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's
going to
work on that.
No,
that's great.
That second paragraph, be it further resolved, the BOEM. Not issue leases or approved plans which include locations within the Cary Beach visual impact exclusion area. And if you read above that, at the end of the preceding paragraph, Don't approve leases or site assessment plans in Wilmington East and West WEAs, which are within 24 miles, and any other areas where wind turbines would be visible. I just wanted to check to see if that point was already covered. Additional specificity, like you were talking, additional mileage, sure, it might be appropriate to plug it in if that's the will of council.
The point he was making was that the newer, by the time they get to build there, the newer wind turbines would actually be somewhat larger. And that the original 24 miles was set for the initial set of technologies that were used in the original wind farms. So I don't, I guess, we have agreed to take a look at what the resolution should be. John took a swing at that, for which I appreciate him, the work he did. I took a run at that, and then, of course, the counselor improved it. And that was all based on 24 months. I don't have a problem with the words that we used at all in this thing. I think we should do this. I think we need to take a stand for our community. We're not opposed to alternative forms of energy. We would like to not see them so that they impact the main driver of our economy, which is our tourist community. So I'm open to, I know you've all have read this, it's very large for me to read, but if you have the agenda package or if you're looking online, you can see precisely what it says. Any comments from council relative to this?
Well, we could certainly pick a higher number. Also, the gentleman that sent you the email recommended like a sliding scale.
Mm-hmm.
So many miles, as long as the size of the turbine was kept below a certain height.
Right.
And then if the height goes up, the mileage goes up. Of course, you're not going mm-hmm. to know that if the state says, here's the area they can lease. And once they get a lease, a company
right.
pays for the leasing, then they can go put, unless the lease itself dictates the maximum height of the turbine mm-hmm. and the size of the turbine. I don't know how that's going to go. Ours was sort of based on looking at the Baldhead one,
right,
and they pushed 24 miles, and if those two leases that have been identified, the Wilmington West and Wilmington East, if they're 24 miles from Baldhead, then they'll easily be 24 plus from True Beach, because
mm-hmm.
it's a few miles down to Baldhead from here. So,
well. You can have one resolution and then you can have another resolution.
That's true.
Right? So, I mean, from my particular point of view, I think we should go on record with what we know today. I believe, Councilor, we can change a resolution and make a new resolution if we care to, I believe. If we come and we find more definite information through study about this sliding scale and what they can do with the lease, I think we can change it. In the meantime, this is active.
I was going to say, I think time's an issue.
Right. So this is active. We want to tell the governor we support it at a distance. So so I guess we're at a point where I believe you all have read this. What is your position? Do I have a motion to accept it as written? Or do you have some recommended changes?
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion we adopt this resolution by as it's presented.
R2108. I'll second.
Okay. We have a resolution and a second to accept the resolution as presented to the council. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Definitely. Opposed.
So be it. We'll pass it on. I'll sign it tonight.
Don't put my name on the letterhead.
Okay.
Now, this a point of discussion would be when we send it to all these people.
Yes.
Your cover letter could say we support alternative energy.
Yes.
but we don't, like we say,
right.
all the therefores right. are. We don't.
We support it. We just don't want to see it. Not in my backyard. Someone else's backyard.
No, we want.
That's exactly what this is.
No, we want responsible.
That's exactly what this is.
Actually, Joseph, we thought we'd put them in the mountains.
Well, in 2015, this August board was upended over environmental issues.
Okay.
If it goes 30 miles out, it's in nobody's backyard.
All right, moving on to new business. Now, discussion on electric bikes, for Curie Beach. This has come up in a note from a resident who was concerned about electric bikes on the beach, saying that they ride down in the compacted sand at the tide level where people are looking for shark teeth and shells and other things, and that it's quite dangerous because their speed can be pretty significant. So I was asked a question, and I took a position that said anything under power, unless it's approved by the town or for emergency services, would not be something we'd look for on the beach, exception being ADA type wheelchairs and so forth. There is some discussion and some debate. I think I don't think councilors had a lot of time to look at this. We have them pretty busy.
I'm prepared to make remarks about this tonight.
Okay, all right. If you would, then.
I don't want to steal the chief's platform. Did you?
Yeah. So we weren't going to talk about any changes other than the fact, like, is there an opinion?
Oh, that'd be great. You know, when I hit that the first time, that's what came up. Hit it, get rid of it, and hit it a second time, and see if 106040 comes up. There you go. Is that it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what policy. Some random points. I don't know what policy council will come up with on this issue. If the decision is to move forward in this direction, then council can also keep in mind that you can certainly prohibit or ban all vehicles. On the other hand, you can allow some vehicles during certain parts of the day. I'll offer you an anecdote. It's just my personal input. It has no reflection on your authority to set policy. But if I lived on the beach, I would like to ride my tire, my bike, not electric powered or gas powered, foot powered with big tires and low tide for exercise. Do you all want to allow that or not? Say up to the hours of 10 a.m. and after 6 p.m. during the season. Just food for thought.
Sure.
But the main point I want to make is this. Several years ago, some of you may recall, we adopted the code provision that's on the screen. I forget exactly what generated this. It was a request to put some sort of motorized vehicle on the beach. So what we did, and can I pick this thing up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just pull it. There you go.
I want to walk you through this because I think if you move in the direction of the policy, it'd be a very easy fix to tweak this provision and get you exactly where you want to go, wherever it is you want to go.
Okay.
For example, the 106040 is an existing code provision. We have definitions. I would add definitions to this. We'll look at that in a second. I think some of my discussion has indicated that there might be a movement towards banning all sorts of vehicles, not just motor-driven vehicles. So, for example, the first thing I would recommend if you want a policy provision is to drop the word motor in the title. Under definitions, we'll add a definition of vehicle, which we'll look at a draft copy of in a minute. For ADA purposes, we've defined handicapped vehicle, beach, grand, frontal, dune. And so if you get on down towards the bottom on B, vehicles on the strand are prohibited. So we've already got a provision prohibiting vehicles on the strand except for mobility assisting devices, which they have to get a permit for. We also have accepted under E governmental use, like the ATVs, for example, and emergency vehicles under F. G sets forth the requirements for the handicapped vehicles. We also even have regulations for the vehicles that are allowed on the beach. And, yeah, go, keep going if you don't mind. And then in J, we've got criminal and civil enforcement options. So, Beth, if you could go to that definition one next. And so now we've got a draft definition of vehicle, which is very broad to cover all sorts of vehicles, not just, it includes bicycles, e-bikes, motor-driven bikes, and mopeds. It does not include mobility assistance devices. So my point, the only point I wanted to make is you've already got this on the books. It wouldn't take but a few tweaks of this, which we could bring back next month, to have the code provide for whatever policy you adopt.
Okay. Thank you, Counselor. And I do recall that was a handicapped individual wanting to take a four-wheel vehicle onto the beach so he could fish.
That's exactly
right. So,
Chief, did I cover everything?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're happy with all that?
I'm happy you did it, yes, sir.
So, yes, sir.
I have a few comments. I asked for information on what other beach communities were doing. We've not received any of that information. So I think before we go this route, there's a couple things that need to happen. A, I'd like to see what other beach communities are doing. I don't want to do anything that would hurt our community as far as tourism-related activities go. Mm-hmm. And B, we have a bicycle pedestrian committee that has been charged with coming up with ways to make our community more bicycle and pedestrian-friendly. Mm-hmm. So since we're in the very beginning stages of this comprehensive master plan, I think it'd be a good idea to let us go through that process first and see what is recommended, and then let that committee come back to council with a recommendation, because there are one thing we haven't discussed, and maybe we need to bring some of these bikes in here, but there are different classifications of e-bikes, and there's also people that ruin it for everybody else by riding too fast mm-hmm. on the beach. So let's don't jump off and just want to ban everything. That we can do some research, and we let the committee come forward with some recommendations.
I don't have a problem with that, Alan. I mean, I certainly don't think we ought to take bicycles under pedal power necessarily off the beach. I'm worried about things that are motorized that can go fast. And if you allow an e-bike, how do you keep a golf cart off the beach?
Well, an e-bike is specifically designed, and there's, like I said, there are different classifications. There's
right.
no throttle on it, but right. not a motor that you can just hit a button and go with it. They're pedal power. So there is some significant differences there.
Well, I'd be open. I am open to having them look at it. I just keep thinking, so if you have two wheels and electric motor, you're not motorized. But if you have four wheels and electric motor, you need a license. You have to have it registered. And it seems a little crazy and mixed up to me, but I'm okay. I think Mo and the team would do a great job of looking at that and telling us and giving us advice on what we should look at. I'm open to that 100%.
Let the committee do their thing and put together a recommendation for us. I want us to be cautious in doing something that will. If Carolina Beach, for example, has a one rule, just like the dogs on the beach,
yeah.
people come down across the border
right.
walking, they don't know they're crossed into Greer Beach. So we could have the same thing with e-bikes and other situations. And I've witnessed I know it's the same guy that the lady's complaining about. I witnessed it. And one time he's coming through there way too fast. And the next time he came through and he's pedaling, he's not just holding on for dear life. He's pedaling bike, but he's going faster than I could pedal going down the beach. I promise mm-hmm. you that. So there is some safety issues that we do have to address. But like the attorney said, maybe we need to look at times or that type of thing.
I don't have a problem with any of that, though I tell you that I'm not going to have an expectation that our officers are going to be controlling speed on the beach and stuff like that. So.
And another issue I have is putting things out there that have enforcement implications for us. Mm-hmm. Adding more things that have more enforcement implications.
Mm-hmm. So we should just ban them. Then we don't have to worry about enforcing
them. So if it's agreeable with everybody, if we just let the committee look at this and go through the bicycle master plan, pedestrian master plan, and maybe the group that's doing our study for us has some expertise in this they could share with us.
Look, we can all be taught, and it's okay to have input from some of the residents who really understand that. So I'm open to that. Are you open to...
I'd be fine if we went ahead and banned them. I'm not going to worry about enforcement or time of day or anything like that.
It's not fair to ban them without having the public have the ability to come in and have a say on it.
Well, let's have a hearing on it.
Okay, we can do that, but I'm okay with getting the input. I really am. I mean, I have a thought. I don't have the best thought all the time. So, John, you have an opinion on that? Or you want to go and let them bring a recommendation?
Oh, I have no problem with taking some more time and a recommendation. But as the attorney pointed out and the chief has sent us emails, we have this on the books now.
Yeah.
For no bikes, no vehicles on the beach. I don't have a problem with leaving it like that. Yeah.
So, okay, well, let's...
Something in place by March, then, the latest.
Yeah. So let's hear what they can come up with, and maybe they can teach us something. I have no doubt they can, even if it's timing, like council recommended. Okay.
My son does have one of these bikes. If I may read this right quick, because I questioned him about it. Dad, it is pedal assist, so mine is not like a motorcycle. You have to pedal to make the assist portion kick in. If I pedal to get my bike up to 12 miles an hour, then the assist portion helps me maintain by letting the pedaling be a little easier. If I can get it up to 15 to 20 miles an hour in any speed in between, then the pedal assist only helps me keep it at 20. If I reach 22, I'm riding 22 on my own. So once he gets above 20 miles an hour under his own pedal power, the electric part shuts off.
Can anybody get that?
Maintaining 20 on his particular bike.
For his bike.
Yes. Is it possible to go that fast in the sand though on these bikes?
His last sentence is, "But good luck, Dad, getting my bike to go more than 12 in the sand."
Yeah. Well, that's what Pat's saying. So let's hear what they have to say. Everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Then we have consensus to give that to Mo and team and come back with some recommendations. Okay. Moving into mayor updates. I wanted to bring up the point that the December meeting is currently at December 20th. That's not a very good time to have a council meeting in December. I would recommend that we move it up to December 13th. I wondered what the will of the council is.
I fully support the 13th, and I would recommend that be the swearing-in meeting for the new lefties.
Till January?
No, I would do it on December.
You would do it on the 13th?
Yeah, it'll be the December meeting will be your organizational meeting, and it will just, we don't normally do any town business. Unless it has to be done, we'll just do your oaths and then do our ceremony, our celebration at the community center.
Okay.
Just very quickly, Mayor, I asked Councilor here that P&Z was going to have some text amendments coming up that is required by law to be done, I believe, in 2021. And, I'll let Councilor address that, but we got to make sure that if we have to do that, that we have sufficient notification time between the P&Z meeting and the December meeting.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate you bringing that back to my attention. As I reported to PZC at the last meeting, the General Assembly has done us another favor by enacting legislation which is going to involve some comprehensive edits to the code. Essentially, what they did was limit the ability of municipalities to enforce ordinances by criminally instead of just civilly. In addition, they developed a list of about 20 different types of regulations that cannot be enforced criminally, that you're limited to civil. So my job then is to go through the code and identify those provisions which provide for civil enforcement, criminal enforcement, or both, and clean them up a la this legislation. For example, if I have criminal and civil, but I can't do criminal because it's on the checklist, then we'll make that deletion. If it's criminal and civil, but we don't want the civil part, then we'll clean it up and leave it criminal. That actually goes hand in hand with the process that Councilman Whitley has sort of generated, where Mr. Batson and the chief and I will, and I believe they've already done their part, at least I've heard it from, gotten it from the chief, review of the code in general and clean up, and let's get rid of some things and keep some other things and refine some things. So, and it also goes hand in hand with something that Arlen realized last fiscal year that I've just not been able to get to, which is citation amounts in the code are inconsistent with several citation amounts in the fee schedule adopted with the budget ordinance annually. So we've got to bring those together. So all these things will have turned into one big project, which we'll get to. Chairman Galbraith, I would say this, what the new legislation does is prevent criminal enforcement where it's prohibitive, effective December the 1st. I don't, having thought about it more since the PZC meeting, I don't think it's like 160D where we have to rewrite the code. I think the issue would be that if we want to criminally enforce something after December 1st, but that legislation says we can't, then we can't. So I think we're okay not bringing, not organizing ourselves to bring those amendments to you in December. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Where
do you sit on this, Alan?
Oh, I'm good. 13th time with me.
You want the 13th? Is
yeah.
Okay. Joseph, I got to give you time now.
I'll be flying back into town that day, that afternoon. It should be okay with that.
Okay. John?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'll take a motion to move the December meeting to the 13th.
I'll make a motion that we have the December Town Council on December the 13th, starting at 6 p.m.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Commissioner items?
None.
Alan?
None.
Joseph?
Yes, sir.
John? Okay, and we don't have Mayor Pro Tem Hagel with us today, so, and I do not have any beyond the updates I was discussing. Therefore, I need a motion to enter closed session.
You going
to
make that announcement?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, I wanted to, today I was on a telephone call with the Corps of Engineers and the legislative offices, and they made the announcement that Carolina Beach and Curie Beach will be getting their beach renourishment coastal storm damage reduction project done this year. When I say this year, I mean this season, which is between November 15th and April 30th. Given the time to get everything out, the federal funding has been identified, and it is significant enough to probably put somewhere in the area of 850,000 cubic yards on both beaches. Therefore, each beach. And the bid opening will probably be in mid-December, and they will probably start activity in January. So the good news is that the Corps of Engineers, with the help of our legislative representatives, have come up with a way for us to have our storm damage reduction work done for this season. And that's about the best news I could hear. Wrightsville Beach still has difficulties based on some of the rules on where you can get sand from. Carolina Beach will now be getting sand from the same space we get our sand, as opposed to from their inlet. So that's going to be a little more expensive, but I couldn't be happier with what they were able to do. We were right up against the wall on that, but it's now achieved, and we can put something out. If I get the time tomorrow morning, I will try to put something so we can get it out to the people. I think Julia Bozeman, the chairman of the county, has already put something out on Facebook,
yes,
right?
Yes, on the county Facebook page.
Okay, so the county does have something out there about this. So it's good news, and tell your neighbors. Okay, now, unless there's anything else, I will take a motion to go into closed session.
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion to go into closed session.
Second.
All in favor?
We need to say it by form.
Aye.
If I can make a couple of comments, that motion should reference the statute 143.318.1183 and also reference that we'll be discussing litigation involving the following parties, Ushimi versus Berger et al.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can we make it by the reference to our 13.1? I make a motion we go into closed session as it read for agenda item 13.1 to go into motion of closed session for general statute 143-318.11.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Adjourning to closed session.